I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Over a number of years, it's become evident that persecution increases around Christmas. Glenn Penner of Voice of the Martyrs Canada explains why.
Christians want to share their rejoicing with their neighbors, and religious militants look at these things, and they see Christmas, and they recognize very much that it is a Christian celebration, and they're determined to stop these things, to put an end to the expansion of the church.
Egypt, Indonesia, and India are Penner's main concern. The threat of persecution is not hampering their celebrations. Pray for joy for persecuted brothers and sisters this Christmas. Next, HIV/AIDS is causing a steady increase in the number of Ethiopian children who are becoming orphans. As a result, Ethiopia struggles with the cost of caring for its millions of orphans. The government encourages adoption, but is less than enthusiastic about adoptions abroad. Bethany Christian Services' John Van Valkenburg says that's why their movement into Africa is significant. It's taken years to build the work with other groups in Ethiopia. Bethany's outreach also includes humanitarian aid.
Bethany is able to establish a relationship and a partnership with organizations that do have a Christian focus, and the work that we do as Bethany really shows the compassion of Jesus Christ.
And in Bolivia, SIM International reports that four regions are moving ahead with their declarations of autonomy. Tensions rose over constitutional reforms made by President Morales last week, who made it clear that the country's unity is not up for debate. However, some protests have become violent. SIM has several projects there, including one in Santa Cruz, where much of the dispute is centered. Pray that God would use SIM missionaries to point people to Him in uncertain times. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, or search for us at iTunes. I'm Kramer.